T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back here. We'll talk to the head coach, Kenny Atkinson, a little while. A while ago, I got a call from PJ, who's was talking about his grandmother, who was a fan of the show, Fran LaSala, and he told me that on the air that she was 100 years old and she still worked and she still drove a car. And he contacted me again, and we talked to him, and she wanted to come in and visit the show. So we said, great. And she's here now, and she's in the studio with us right now with PJ. First of all, PJ, welcome. You can get on the mic with the grandma, so say hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. And Fran LaSala is with us. She's 101 from Cedar Grove, New Jersey. And wait, there you go. Now, why wouldn't you put their mic on in there? Come on. Jeez.
Oh, we weren't on the whole time.
No, now you're on. Well, that's okay. She hasn't spoken
now
yet.
You're
but go
live.
Ahead. There you go. Now you're on. Fran, how are you?
Good. Very good.
Very good. Now, is your audio okay? Can you hear okay right now?
Yeah.
Good. Very good. Well, thank you for visiting the show. Your grandson told me about you and that you were still working at this very young age, so we had to see for ourselves. Nice of you to come visit the show, so thank you.
Yeah. I work at Seton Hall University for Mr. Frangillo, Al Frangillo. I've been there about 38 years, and I'm very lucky that I got that job because it really kept me living. I really owe it to him. And, of course, my son, because they're both very good friends.
Well, Fran, first of all, folks, is remarkable. She does not look anywhere near her age. You're 101 years old, right? You'll be 102 in May.
Yes.
First of all, you got to tell me, friend, what is your secret to this incredible longevity?
Candy and ice cream.
You're right up my alley here. This is good. Wait a second. Candy and ice cream. Explain. What kind of candy?
Dove bars in solid dark chocolate.
Right.
And Dove bars in chocolate with chocolate icing.
And what kind of ice cream?
Same thing, chocolate with chocolate.
Chocolate with chocolate. So chocolate is the secret.
Oh, yes.
I know there's one other secret, though. You go to Mass every morning, don't you?
Every morning.
That's another secret, huh?
Oh, yes.
My wife's going to love that one. So is my mother-in-law. But you, every morning you're in the same pew. What church?
St. Catherine of Siena when I'm home.
Right.
And then I go to the chapel in Seton Hall University.
Right.
And all of the priests are there, of course, you know. And they have my seat there, too. Nobody sits in it.
You have the same, you have your own special seat every day for Mass.
Every day. Second seat, that's my seat in the corner. And even if all the priests come out, they say, no, you sit in your seat. I'm the only one, but I'll sit in that seat. They say, no, you have to be here.
And never miss a day.
No, never. Never.
Even winter, bad weather, anything, never.
I drive my poor kids crazy. I say, take me to church. Take me to church. You'll fall, you'll break your neck. Take me to church. I don't care. If I fall for God, that's all right. It's good. I've fallen for God. I drive them crazy.
You look great, though. You look tremendous. You're unbelievable. First of all, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you here. And you've been working the same job. So tell me, you grew up in what town?
Well, I was at Cedar Grove, actually. I was born in Newark.
Born in Newark?
Yes.
Okay.
Then I moved to Cedar Grove. And that's where my three children were born.
How old were you when you got married?
28.
28.
Because I had to wait for my husband to come back from the war.
Okay. And after the war, you guys settled down in what town?
In Newark.
In Newark?
Newark.
Okay.
Then I bought the house in Cedar Grove.
And you've been there in the same house how many years?
No. I bought a house And then, well, I got up a little bit better.
Right.
And I bought another house.
Okay.
One family. And the man was building it, and I told him I was interested. And I bought that house.
And
I'm there since.
And you're still in the house now, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You still live in your house to this day, right?
I have my own house. Just one, most of the time, this grandson stays always with me.
He dotes on you, you can tell. Oh. He's a great kid. I tell you, I can tell. Yes.
I go him.
You're a team. You're a team, you two, right?
Oh, yes.
I can tell. PJ's the boss. He's here. I can tell.
Yeah.
PJ, tell me something about your grandmother that we'd like to know. Go ahead.
Wow. She likes to play cards. We play gin.
Gin. Okay.
Yeah. She likes to win.
Is she aggressive?
She is aggressive.
She likes to knock, right?
She likes to win. She's competitive. She'll get angry.
Really?
Yeah, if she loses.
Feisty, huh?
Right? Tell him.
Yeah.
If I go in my freezer, she will scream at me because she thinks I'm taking one of her Dove bars.
That's it. She likes those Dove bars, right?
Oh, my God. But besides that, she's just incredibly loving to all of us and so important to everybody. And she's been so excited for this. So it's just been awesome.
And you still drive?
Oh, yes.
What kind of car do you have?
Should I tell her?
Tell me.
Mercedes.
A Mercedes. Well, God bless you. I think that's great.
Yeah.
But
beautiful Mercedes.
Really?
That's your baby.
Your baby, huh? What model?
Yeah.
What model is it? Is it a smaller one, a bigger one? What is it?
Oh, a big one.
E350.
Because I got the same car my son has.
There you go. So you have.
I wanted to be like him.
A nice. What color is your Mercedes?
White.
White.
No, black. Black.
Oh, black. Okay.
Black on black.
Black on black. So is mine.
Oh, yours too.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I have one too. I've only had. They get mad at me because I get the same car all the time. My kids say, "Dad, can you change the color?" I said, "No, I like a black car."
Do the same thing, black.
I've had the same black on black Mercedes for 20 years.
Yep, I did the same thing.
See, look at that. We have the same thing. That's it.
Yeah.
So you drive, and you still drive.
Oh yeah.
Every day.
Well, I did.
Or most days.
Yeah.
Most days.
Then at the end when Mike bought the new car,
right?
They start to say, "Oh, you get banged up." And you do down Seton Hall. They hit you here, they hit you there.
Right.
Oh, they bang it up.
And you still drive and park it there every day for work?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have they at least given you a nice special parking space or anything?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they have, huh?
Special corner that I go
very
right
nice.
In.
Very nice.
I really owe it to Mr. Frigillo.
Right.
First, my son, but he's best of friends with Mr. Frigillo. And Mr. Frigillo really runs the... all the food department for all the kids and all. And I'm right under him. I really owe him everything because I'm there for very close to 40 years.
Remarkable. Remarkable. Yeah. How many of your friends are still around? You have a lot of friends left?
Oh, yeah.
You do? Gosh,
those friends in there, they're great.
Yeah?
Great. All of them. And I go, as soon as I walk in, in the morning, Fran, I got this, I got that. Coffee is right by my door. Donuts right by my door. Oh, yeah. Usually my daughter does that. She'll open the door. She'll bring the coffee, put it on my desk. She'll bring the donut, put it on my desk. Okay, I'm leaving. You got everything you need. So long. And she goes. And then I stay for the whole day. I wait for her to come back. Well, they all do, they say. Oh, and he does a lot, too. He does a lot.
So you got a pretty good gig going.
They're
taking good care. So there's no reason for you to retire. What are you planning? Are you planning to retire in 10 or 20 years
no,
or not really?
God forbid, when I die, that's when I'll give it up. As long as Frigillo keeps me there and pays me every week, I will never leave that job. I really owe it all to Mr.
That's amazing, though. And have you ever thought about, you know what? I've worked enough. I'm not going to work anymore.
Oh, no.
Never,
no,
huh?
No.
Not one time?
Never, no. Because it's a great, great place to work.
Did you work when you had kids? Were you a housewife or did you work?
Oh, no. When I had the kids.
You were a housewife?
Oh, yeah. I stayed home, raised my kids first. because I always.
How many years were you married? How long did your husband survive?
He died when he was 49.
Oh wow! So okay.
So I was left with three children.
Gotcha.
Yeah, raised the three children, and here I am. And now the grandchildren. I got no great-grandchildren.
None yet.
Not a one.
Not one, huh?
Not a one. I don't know what.
You're waiting for great-grandchildren, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Nothing happened.
You got plenty of years here. You got time. Do you like to travel at all? Do you travel?
Oh, no.
No? No? Not for you.
I like staying home.
Like staying home?
Go to church.
Right.
I deal with the priest a lot.
You like the priest?
The priests are always around.
You have a favorite priest? What's his name?
Well,
you don't want to single one out. Do you have one favorite one or no?
Oh, yes. I have my Monsignor from church, Monsignor Slipe, and then Father Bob, Father Coleman, Monsignor Coleman, Father Bob. All those priests are all my friends.
Are you what's your hobbies? What did you do? You like sports? Do you like movies? What do you like?
Mostly I'm into the president and all that sort of stuff.
You like the president?
Politics. Oh yeah, politics.
You like politics? All that. Are you pro Trump, anti Trump?
Oh no, I'm pro Trump.
Pro Trump.
No,
okay.
No, I'm for Trump.
You're for Trump? Yes.
Oh,
you're pro Trump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you like politics?
Oh, yes.
Do you like the sports teams at all or not really?
No, that only Cowboys because he's a Cowboy.
So PJ likes the Dallas Cowboys. Is that it?
Oh, yeah. So I got to watch that.
So you take him, comes over to the house, he watches the Dallas Cowboys with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those Cowboy fans, they get kind of passionate about their team.
Oh, yeah. A lot of times I say, they lost when they won, you know. So you kidding? They won. Are you kidding? And he fights with the people that I work with, especially one fella that they fight over the teams. You know, when
all the time, right? He's probably a Giant fan, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Eagles. Yeah. Oh, Eagles. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, this is remarkable. You know that you're in a room. I could not believe that you were still working at 101 and still getting around the way you are. That's an unbelievable feat. That's amazing. Oh, it really is.
Great.
People are 60 years old. They're getting ready to run to Florida. You're 101.
Oh, yeah.
You're still working.
Nah, rather be there. Wait for my coffee by the door. My donut by the door. I'm happy as a lark.
How did this guy get you involved listening to me on the radio?
Oh, he was all for you all the time. It always was. Then he said, Ma, I'm going to bring you there one day. No. I said, no. I can't talk in front of anybody.
Look how well you're doing.
Terrific.
You see?
Oh, my gosh.
You're having a ball today, right?
Oh, my gosh. As soon as I go home,
right.
Everybody in Cedar Grove, in my school, there everybody's on the line waiting to see who I say, if I said this. Mention me. That's all they want.
Well, now you can mention them. Anyone you want to mention, go ahead. Get it out there.
I could say.
Sure. Anyone you want. Go ahead. Anyone you want to get out there. We got you a lot of stuff to take home. We got an FAN stuff.
Yeah.
T-shirts. We got you a whole bunch of goodies to take home.
Great.
Some autographed pictures. You got the whole thing. You're in great shape.
The only thing, I will have trouble. Everybody will start now. Ma, can't you get me in? I want to see him. I want to just go see him. I want to talk to him. That's going to be my problem.
Well, that's okay. You have it in now. You can come anytime you want. I said it. Anytime you want to come visit. You know where we are now. You can come visit us anytime you want.
Oh, my gosh. You should have never said that. You should have never said that. My son, the first one, will be the one. The first son.
Well, what's his name?
Joe.
Joe, okay. We'll invite Joe down. Joe LaSalla, we'll invite him down.
Yeah, and my other son is Dr. LaSalla also.
A doctor?
Yes.
What kind of doctor is he?
A neurosurgeon.
Oh, wow. A neurosurgeon. Yeah. And he performs in the area? He's in the area?
Right here in New York.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's controller of the whole thing.
Okay. Dr. LaSalla. All right.
And this young lady that's here.
I know. I met your daughter.
She's a judge.
Wow.
Joanne, come in.
A judge.
You let her come in.
How about that? A judge?
Absolutely.
Come on in. Come on and say hello. She won't come in. The judge won't come in. She's shy. She won't come in.
Yeah, yeah.
But how about that? That's great.
Yeah, I have a judge, a doctor.
And very nice grandchildren.
Oh, this son of a gun.
He is. How old are you, PJ?
25.
What school did you go? Where are you from? What school did you go to?
I went to Seton Hall Prep and then Scranton,
okay. Pennsylvania. All right. And I don't know where you went wrong and became a Cowboy fan, but somewhere along the way, right?
I was born into it.
But you were, huh?
I'd rather be
Your dad's
a Cowboy
fan or a Giant fan?
Yeah, he was.
Cowboy, huh?
Yep.
Wow. No Giant fans in the family,
no,
huh?
And I hate them. I'm enjoying this year very much. I'm actually excited that you brought it up because I got some listeners that are Giants fans and
Well, listen, I can see how you... How much time do you spend with your grandmother, actually? Because I can tell you love her, right?
All the time. Yeah, she's over constantly, especially these days. So, you know, she's always around, and we always go back and forth. And
I don't know what I'd do with
Well, that. Remarkable. That's pretty nice. It's a great story. So, listen, friend, you got to come visit us again, though, okay? Anytime you want.
You should have
holiday.
Never said
anytime,
that.
Anytime. Come
it's
visit
okay.
us, really. Yeah, anytime you want. You know, you dressed up beautifully today. You look great. Glad you could come visit us. It's a remarkable story. Fran LaSala, 101 years old and still working every day and driving every day. I find it unbelievable that she does this.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Mr. Frangillo, right there, I bless him for this.
And now I can tell tell my wife that you said it's okay. I eat ice cream too, which is good. You know, and Dove bars. That's good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I live on them. Yeah.
Except she might want me to go to church every day. Well, see, I'm gonna be in trouble there. You know,
that's right.
Because she's strict about church. Yes,
big trouble.
That's it. Well, listen, every day.
They met her. They're your way.
Yeah.
No, not my way.
Oh, I told her once in a while I sneak out after communion, and she was like, No, you can't go sneaking out after communion. Well, thank you for coming today, sweet, and you got to come back and visit us again, and good health to you, and thanks very much.
So much.
It was very nice to have you here. Yeah. Really was.
Oh, you don't know how I thank you.
Thank you, friend.
But
go ahead.
If I come back, he did everything for me to get here. Now, could I asked you, could you please give me your card?
Absolutely, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely, whatever you need.
And then I'll have your number.
Absolutely, call me anytime you want.
Oh, great.
Okay?
All right.
Thanks, dear.
You'll give me your card.
I promise, that's it. Yeah. Make sure she help her up, don't let her get down. Thanks very much, we'll be back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.